Coach, I guess the news of the day, Ermey moves on. Just as your thoughts on maybe what didn't work out for him and getting a new lease on
him. I'm happy for him. He's worked hard over the last stretch. Alex and I had a number of conversations about what he was hoping to have here. I just had other players ahead of him, and the role that he was looking for wasn't here. So he'll get a chance then to go and kind of reinvent, maybe not reinvent himself, maybe he gets that opportunity he's been looking for to play with the top-end guys and get some power play minutes and things like that.
Looked like a pretty good mood out here today for your practice.
Yeah, we moved well here today. It was good yesterday, and sometimes you don't have a choice in the NHL. You got to travel, but that's a long day when you get the flight in, and if you have to throw a practice in on that day, then you're at 12 hours, really, and so it was good that we were able to have an extra day to travel. We moved really good out there today, yeah.
How involved are you with with goalie decisions, and coaching goalies in general? You got a lot to look after, but how involved are you with the whole coaching
in terms of decisions? Like, would be 100% involved in that. Screaming, no, I can't. I mean, that's the truth. Goalies are such a specific thing, and the techniques in developing goalies. There are things that I see in body language and I see in positioning that over the years you get to learn about it. But boy, it's such a specific job. You need somebody who's played the position, who understands not just the technical parts but the emotional parts, that's been a young guy, that's been in the league for a while.
When you're chasing that 500 mark, how important is it to not focus on records? And are guys good at doing that? Or is it kind of, it just seems like human nature to look at that and...
You know what, to be honest, my experience over the years is coaches and fans probably look at the standings a lot more and do math a lot more than players do. They want to get a good feeling and they want to get a consistent game. I mean, that's the topic of conversation for our team now, and we felt strong about that going into Columbus. Didn't love the result in Columbus. The chances are 2013 after that game, so there were parts that we really liked, and then I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that Islander game. We weren't a very good hockey team, so we're searching for that consistency.
Let's go back to the Ermey thing. Were you disappointed with his play this year? I mean, you were part of bringing him in back into this.
Yeah, you know what? It got to the point. Alex has a real strong view of what he's good at. I think that's the most important thing, that a coach and player agree on what they're good at, and then the coach will put them in the position then and to succeed. Alex and I really never would agree on that, and I had guys ahead of him. And when it came to it being even, I knew Alex was interested in getting an opportunity to get those minutes and playing somewhere else he'd be fine and open with that. I'm happy for him. I really am. You know, he worked hard here. There's not ever a problem with that. But we didn't probably see eye to eye as to what kind of player he is and what he was good at. He didn't feel I gave him the opportunity, and he'd be right that I did not give him the opportunity to play with the kind of players that he wanted to play with. And it became more difficult this year when you have Patty Laine come in and take a hole in that top six kind of offensive. The chance of him getting to play there, I had Adam Lowry ahead of him. Joel Armia comes in. So it got tougher and tougher for him to get more meaningful minutes. So he gets a chance now to go do that, and I'm happy for he's earned that. I don't imagine he enjoyed his experience in that. It was hard for him, but I think he handled pretty darn well.
Talking to players outside of North America, is it tough to ask them to change? I mean, even talking to them to form to this game, is there a conversation to be a bottom six guy, or is it...
So I want to answer that question with two different ideas. And first, there is absolutely no difference between any of them. That idea of agreeing on what a player is good at is the most important part of it. So I haven't found that. I've had Canadians, North Americans, every country, accepted or not accepted. But there is a difference in some hockey cultures in terms of roles. The roles players play in is far more established in the North American ideology of the game. They're used to it. They understand it more. And in the European mindset, and it's changing there as well, was always your role four. And especially in the Russian mindset, it's 1-4, and that it doesn't just change. So, but not in terms of culturally, there's no difference. If you and a player agree on what he's good at, you can always find ice time and common ground.
Taking a little bit of
is that fair?
Yeah,
like,
well,
did I make that? I think it's important. I don't think that on a lot of that there's any difference from any player, no matter where they're from.
with I'm bringing you back to the goalie tending part. Do you think there's a disadvantage not just to the team but to the two guys you have now that are still two very young goalies, even with Hutchinson having, I think it's his seventh year in professional hockey, but not having that veteran guy, not having like a Ben Bishop or a guy who can kind of bring along those guys? And
I think they're both exceptionally happy that there's not the veteran guy, because that means one of them's not here and the other guy's not getting as many games. Yeah. This is the development phase that we're in. It's more noticeable in the net, right? That's the last place the puck stops or doesn't get stopped. So we need to develop these guys, find out where their level is, project where they're going with their game to make decisions on our goaltending going forward. And what a fantastic learning experience for them it is. It's tougher challenge, I think, and it's tougher challenge in Canada, right? There's more scrutiny on it and on their games. But we are in that phase with our team. We're doing it. We don't consider Mark Scheifele a young player, but we've got three young players in our top six. Josh Morrissey and Jacob Trouba's 22, so we got young guys there. It's the exact same thing that's happening in our net. It's just when one of those kids up front makes a glaring mistake, you guys aren't going to ask me about it because it doesn't get seen. It's hard for them, but it's good for them, these goalies. It's a challenge for them right now, and as their confidence grows and their experience grows, and the only way to do that is get in between those pipes and have a game like Chicago for Helly, and then have a game like the Islanders, and then battle back against Tampa Bay, and it's a great opportunity.
Are you careful then, given that experience, given that dynamic on this team, to factor that into your evaluation of those guys? I mean, you're right, it does highlight the goalies when they're the last ones. Do you kind of add or factor that into your evaluation if things aren't going well? Is it not as bad as it seems, given the growing pains, I guess, of the new and youth?
We firmly believe that both of these goalies, and Connor being the younger of the two, is going to develop and get better. So if we were at the end to say this is the best these two young men are going to play, and that would be true of almost any young player you come in, you are developing for them to get better and improve, and we expect they will.
You have any update on Tyler Myers' plan for this week, being the fact that he's on this trip?
On the trip, which means he's kind of passed through some of the physiological stuff that we do, and now he's in the hands of the strength coach as much as anybody, which is always a really good sign.
Paul, you've been asked a lot of questions about the difference now that you're seeing in the Eastern Conference, and maybe a little quicker, a little more up-tempo. Is this the team that you will see tomorrow night, maybe one of the starters of that trend over the last couple of years?
Well, they certainly had a real active back end, maybe more than some other teams early on in the East when the transition happened. They went to a bit more of a skill lineup than they got some physical guys for sure, but they went to that speed and skill and their back end, right? So they added a bunch of veteran pieces, and that's when this kind of whole thing changed. Ben Bishop came in, and some veteran pieces came in on the back end, and they brought some young skill up front to match some. They got a really, really good, solid team and an all-star, and Steve Stamkos when he's in the lineup. So, I think that's fair. I think they were at the forefront of turning, because they were, for a while there, the East was, the New Jersey effect from 95 up until whenever. It was a bit of a grind over here, and then it is quicker.